This is KWBU. Buying an original work of art is like nothing else we can purchase, but that doesn't mean it's difficult. Here's David Smith with this week's edition of David and Art.
A couple of weeks ago, I had the pleasure of giving a short talk at the opening gala of an art exhibit here in Waco that brought together professional artists and their work from all over Central Texas. In my remarks, I tried to make the case for why buying original art is a worthwhile endeavor these days and what you need to know to buy it. Back in the 1960s, when the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City hired its first curator of contemporary art, he got a lot of questions from the other curators on staff about why it was that he was always on the go, he was never in the office, and why it was that his phone rang incessantly compared to theirs. "My artists are all alive," was his answer. The immediacy of art that was being created now, and talking to and getting to know the artists who were creating it, was what gave him his energy and his drive. Though his tenure was not without controversy, he transformed the Metropolitan and made it a more energetic place. Buying a piece of art is to tap into that energy and bring it into your life. You will interact with a piece of art differently than you do with anything else that you own. And when you want to talk about it, you don't need a big vocabulary of snooty jargon. All you have to do is look carefully and know a couple of simple terms. Content and form are the two elements that make up every painting, from a child's watercolor to a Rembrandt. Basically, content is what's in a picture, and form is how the artist puts the picture together. Starting with just these two ideas, you can begin talking about any work of art. From there, you can look at color choices, whether or not you can see the artist's brush strokes, and if you like that. And then you can note the mood of the piece. Is it tranquil? Active? How does it make you feel? There aren't any wrong answers. One of the great things about buying art from a gallery or a show is that you can actually get to know the artist. You can ask her what she was thinking when she painted this picture that somehow speaks to you, too. When you do this with a work of art you love, you're taking part in the last step in a long process of creativity that you yourself are helping to bring to completion. One thing it helps to remember when you're buying an original work of art is that you're buying something unique. Original works of art are like nothing else in our mass-produced culture. There's only one of them. Unlike your car or your computer or your phone, you will have the only one that exists. And these days, that's something worth the effort.